Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show, 6 minutes after the hour, as we unleash the free speech zone today. Your calls and comments are welcome right here. Any subject, any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Shirts and shoes are optional, too. You know that? You don't have to fasten your seatbelt, and I don't require Bluetooth. 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And the emails keep pouring in. That's Peter at peterbcollins.com.
This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
The word is out and ricocheting across the internet and around the blogosphere. We made a difficult announcement on Friday on this program. And if you're hearing it for the first time, I'm sorry to tell you. This Friday will be our last day of originating a live broadcast for the Peter B. Collins Show. The Thursday-Friday shows will play through the weekend on some stations. And then we're going to call it a day. There's pretty complete information. I wrote a lengthy blog post that I invite you to read at peterbcollins.com. It's right there on the homepage. And if you don't have internet access, can't get to the library, I'm sorry. I don't want to repeat everything. But I welcome your inquiries by mail, and I will send you a copy of the blog post, if that would help you. One of the things I'm very aware of is how people feel when their favorite radio show, or even one that they didn't consider a favorite, but just one that they listen to on a regular basis, disappears. You have a sense of loss, a murky feeling that Karl Rove did it. Well, this was my call. I wasn't fired. No third party is responsible for this. It was my decision. And it was based on the general idea that we didn't get as far as we should have or needed to be economically viable at this very difficult, distressing economic time. And in simple terms, we got to a total of 8 or 9 radio stations that were carrying us on a regular basis, and we needed a minimum of 20. We might be able to get there in another 6 months, another year, but I can't take the financial risk to cover the cost of the program, hoping that that will happen. And so it's with real sadness that I share this news with you. I feel particularly bad for our listeners in Missoula who've only heard this show weekdays for a month, and even worse, for our listeners in Seattle who started hearing our show weeknights just last week. One day was technically glitched up and you heard reruns, and then on Friday, this guy you barely knew said, "I'm sorry, but I can't keep going." And so it's a very difficult thing to do. I wish I'd won the lottery. I wish I'd gotten a bailout. I wish I had all kinds of ways of keeping this going. Absent a miracle, and I don't rule out miracles, I need to make a final decision by Tuesday morning. We've got some callers on the line, and I have a hunch about what they're going to say. And I support your efforts. This is a show by and for activists. And for you to use your activism on behalf of me and this program, something I'm grateful for. I'm humbled by it. And it wouldn't do any good for me to tell you to stop, would it? But I would like you to know that absent that miracle, I will not be silenced. I'm not going to go away and crawl into a cave and lick some wounds. I'm very proud of what we did here. I'm proud of the way we contributed to the change in this country, the change that hasn't gone far enough. But, oh, it's a big difference just in the last 12 months. I'll never forget it. And I thank each of every one of and every one of you who listened to the show, who sent me emails, called in, or didn't. To the incredible guests who spent time talking with me on a growing but not national radio platform, I have great appreciation. Members of Congress, an occasional senator or Senate candidate, a lot of great people said yes to a visit on the Peter B. Collins Show. And so I'll relish those memories. I will value the exchanges that we had, the ideas that I was able to propel out there and see ricochet back in one form or another. It all means a lot to me. And so what I'm expecting to do is take a little time off here to recharge. I've got some critical fires to put out, things that I maybe should have paid attention to a few months ago. But when I get things settled down, I'm planning to launch a podcast once or twice a week to start with. And so if you want to stay in touch with me, I need you to get in touch this week. Write me at Box 100. I'll repeat that address in a second. Or send me an email and just say, keep me on your list, Peter. I want to know what happens next. And when we do whatever's next, the podcast I'm envisioning, we'll reach out to you and let you know about it. My post office box is P.O. Box 100, Mill Valley, California. That's two words, Mill Valley, California, zip code 94942. Box 100, zip code 94942. Aldous Tyler is the founder of Nonstop Radio. He and activists got together to save the progressive talk station in his hometown of Madison, Wisconsin. And he's been on our program many times, trying to save Sacramento, San Diego, Columbus, Ohio, and many others. Aldous, how you doing today?
Well, sir, I join you in your sense of sadness. And I have a couple of questions, which if you don't mind answering on air, I'd love to ask.
Go right ahead.
Firstly, all right, I'm big in the power of visualization. Name your miracle. You're very vague about this. What kind of miracle do you need to keep the show on the air broadcasting?
Well, we stopped keeping anything confidential last week. It costs more than $5,000 a month to cover the production and distribution costs for this program. And what we need is a reliable funding stream. It can come from advertising contracts. It can come from underwriting agreements. It can come from private contributions. It has to be substantial and reliable enough that I could tell the radio stations, look, I can stay on the air for the foreseeable future, so I'm withdrawing my cancellation notice. And I can't at this point guarantee that every station will agree to that, but I know that the longer we wait, the less likely it would be. So to explicitly answer your question, by Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock Pacific time, I need to know if there is sufficient support in, you know, any of the ways that I just described to keep the show going.
All right. Well, fair enough. I just wanted to make sure I had that exactly down because if nothing else, if you don't have a target, you can't hit it.
Right.
I mean, Peter, one of the main reasons that I'm definitely still working hard to see if we can't somehow bring something like that about for you is because it's for us. I mean, put it this way. As you know, I'm all about getting quality progressive talk stations on the air and keeping them on the air. And that's really difficult to do if there's less quality progressive talk to put on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons why I've definitely taken the full red alert alarm on this one and have just been checking with everybody I can think of who might even have a vague idea of how to get this, you know, put together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as you said, by Tuesday morning, you need to have a pretty firm idea, or else this is it's all going to go down anyway because no one's going to want to carry the show because no one's going to know what's going on. Well, I can tell you that I'm not going to stop fighting for it until it's simply too late to do anything. You know, that's the way I do it. I don't give up.
I know that, Aldous. And you put on a great conference in Madison last summer, and you are a guy who sees it through, and I really appreciate that. So that's the task before us. If you want to reach out to Aldous and coalesce, conspire with him, his email is proceed@nonstopradio.com. That's proceed@nonstopradio.com. And thank you for the red alert, Aldous. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, good to talk with you. Now here's Dave in Humboldt, Dave Berman, a longtime listener and an activist there on election protection issues, who's been a guest on our show when we're live in Humboldt and on other occasions, too. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Peter. It's just a tough thing, you know?
Yes, it is.
I'm not really sure what more to say. You know, I put up a notice about this at the We Do Not Consent blog early this morning after making a bunch of phone calls yesterday and feeling like I was getting somewhere. You know, we have people here in Humboldt listening on KGOE who really value the program. You've seen it when you come here to do live broadcasts. There's
yes,
a lot of enthusiasm.
Yep.
I know that we got, you know, a bunch of really good pledges for money, and I don't know what else is coming around and if it's going to add up to be enough. I mean, what can you tell us about
Well, since Friday, this has been viral. People read Brad Friedman's post at bradblog.com, and somebody said, well, look, I can give $10 a month. We just need another 499 people who can do that. Now, I appreciate grassroots activism, and that is potentially a way to handle this. But given the short time that we have, it's hard for us to find out just how reliable pledges would be. And so we'd have to have some figure well north of 5,000 to know that even with some people who lose their jobs who might not be able to honor a pledge or people who just flake out for one reason or another, that we wouldn't be, on the brink again in a month. And so that's one of the dicey things here. And, Dave, I want to point out one other thing. When I've come to Eureka, I've been touched by hard-working people who have very little disposable income and who are loyal listeners to this program but really don't have any extra cash. And I want to make it very clear that if you don't have extra cash, I don't want you to feel pressured or obligated or just generous. I want you to hold on to that money and buy your next meal or fill up your gas tank when you need to go look for a job. And so I want people to make really hard calls. And if you can help, that's fine. But I don't want people betting the rent or something even more valuable.
Well, the one other thing I would add, Peter, is, you know, what you were observing about being here in Humboldt, I think, is the sense of community that exists here. And I know there's community in lots of places, but what it makes me realize is that there's a Peter B. Collins community that's spread out all over the country, you know, at least actively listening in 8 or 9 places.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever is going to happen next with your work in the media, I think needs to really build upon that sense of community and really making people feel like they're a part of it and that they need to participate to maintain the community and grow it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dave, I'm late for a break here. Let me take the break, and then I want to come back to you, and we'll compare notes here. I want to give people an assessment of, you know, who has pledged what so far and what amount of work we need to do. So stay with us. We'll continue in a moment. And if you'd like to join the conversation, I've got lines available at 888-5-PETER-B. Toll free, 888-573-8372. It's our final week here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.
It's the Peter B. Show.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Ah, defiance. It's so sexy, isn't it? 25 minutes after the hour, I want to continue with Dave Berman from Humboldt County. And, Dave, I appreciate you and Tom McAfee in the Bay Area and Aldis Tyler in Madison, who have stepped up and said, we want to fight this. We don't want to just let it go. And I really appreciate that. And over the weekend, I got, and up to the minute here, and the latest is from Bernie, thank you, in Westminster, Maryland. I have commitments from about 50 people for roughly $600 a month. So that's what I have to report at this point. And we need to get to 5,000 by Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock Pacific time.
From the people that I spoke with last night and today, I have accumulated pledges of, I think, close to $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of that might have been spent directly to you at the P.O. box, which is probably a good thing. The donation button's great because it's convenient. Anybody can get on your website and do it. But if you have the option, it would seem better to send directly because PayPal takes a cut of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you need it all.
Yeah. I do. People can mail checks or even cash to the post office box, but PayPal is convenient for a lot of people, and I do agree there is a charge there that cuts into the amount of money that actually gets through. So, $1,200, and so we're at roughly $1,800 a month that's been committed by listeners. And one of the things that, you know, would really be helpful, and again, I'm not trying to put pressure on people to sell your third car or cash out an IRA for this, but if you're in a position to give $500 or $1,000 a month, that would help stabilize the whole, you know, subscription structure. And we can offer you advertising or credit or anonymity, whatever you desire.
Yeah, Peter, people should also look over at Bradblog. You know, he wrote a story about your announcement on Friday evening shortly after getting off the air with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some 50 comments on that thread, and a lot of them say, you know, hey, put me in for 10 bucks. I don't think that it's universally clear for people exactly how to do that. Some
okay.
people that I talked to wanted also to see the creation of something that would allow them to automate it, you know, sign up for it and then have it happen or maybe get a reminder every month, whatever. But
right. Well, if we move forward with it, I would set it up primarily as a PayPal subscription so people could make that commitment and then others could do it by mail as they see fit. But, yes, there is a subscription process at PayPal. We're not currently activated for that, but it wouldn't be hard to do. I just want to wait and not accept money from pledgers until we're assured that there is enough pledging to make the whole thing work. That's where I'm at right now.
All right, people, there you go.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for your activism. I really appreciate it.
It's public service, Peter, and thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. And the best thing to do is drop me an email, peter@peterbcollins.com or fullofit@peterbcollins.com. Let me know your pledge and your intentions, and we'll tally it all up and see if it makes it work. We'll take more calls in a moment, so stand by. We'll be with you here in the Free Speech Zone on the Peter B. Collins Show. This program produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill, a really fine producer and a great person.
Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
This one's old. Michael Jackson, pre-op.
Then you try to say you leave.
We're taking your calls. All the lines are jammed right now, but you can dial in when you hear somebody hang up at 888-5-PETER-B. Next up to Ed in Aptos. Hello, Ed.
Hi. Now, if you get, let me understand this. If you get $5,000 by tomorrow, you'll continue on for another month?
I will. Let me be really clear, okay? If I get those kinds of commitments and I find them credible, then I will contact the stations and say, you know, can I withdraw my cancellation? And if enough of them say yes and it makes sense, then that's what I'll do.
Well, I don't think you gave your listening audience enough time to react to this and to, you know, to get your support going.
I understand that, Ed, but it's these are the times that we're in, and
understood.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
My question is if you had $5,000 show up, hard cash show up, or a pretty good guarantee of the cash showing up tomorrow on your doorstep at, mm-hmm. in the evening, would you continue on for a month, or was it? Is that just coitus interruptus?
No, see, I want to continue, okay? I want to be very clear. I would like to do that. I can't afford it
as
things currently are.
But
if we can find the support, then the next step is I have to talk to the stations and make sure that, you know, with that support that we could continue in a meaningful way.
But would a $5,000 help allow you to continue for another month and allow us to your fans to get the support that you need? I mean, it's not, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get this thing going, and you
well
you
if,
left us you left us precious little.
I understand that. I'll just say this, Ed. I'm going to do my level best to evaluate the situation and make a determination about whether I think it can work or not.
Okay.
And I accept your comment there. It is short notice. I wasn't planning, you know, that this really came from listeners, and I'm trying to listen to the listeners and give activists an opportunity to be activists. But the timeline I have is now somewhat out of my control.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have to have a new paradigm for progressive radio. I think it has to be a combination between commercial and public radio, and where you get people that will pony up for the whatever monies you need to keep the thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have, you know, as individuals, we don't have the deep pockets that these melons and whoever the other poobahs that pay for the radio stations and all the other propaganda that comes off the right wing.
Well, and Ed, the way to describe me is I'm a philanthropist without a fortune.
Exactly.
And I don't want to turn to fraud or bank robbery.
Why not?
Thank you, Ed.
Okay.
I appreciate your support.
We'll talk to you some more.
Okay. Down the road in Aptos, here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Peter. Sorry to hear about the financial stuff. And I agree with the last caller. I had no idea until Friday that this was even something that was weighing on you. I'm a plumbing contractor here in town, and I would be more than willing to consider some kind of advertising. In fact, I just met with a KSCO last week to do a trade, and I would rather not. I've always hesitated because I didn't want my business to be associated with that
mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh station. But
yeah.
I figure the customers that might be offended aren't listening anyway. So, but I don't know. I'm willing. What I would like to be willing to do is put a recurring charge on, I guess, PayPal or whatever, of a dollar a day. $30 a month plus maybe a little bit of more up front here. I drive around. I go to 5, 6, 7 houses a day, do plumbing repairs. I have a little Sony Walkman on my belt that I listen to. And all day long, I'm switching channels and trying to find some I want to listen to. And when 3 o'clock rolls around, I don't have to change the channel again until 6. That's the way I feel. I mean, I really appreciate. It seems to me that the progressive radio is the same thing that mainstream radio does. That they're going for personalities instead of content. You get your Randy Rhodes, your Stephanie. I can't even listen to her in the morning. I mean, it's just that it's the liberal slant, but it's that same old format of, you know, hosts with a couple of third-rate comedians that do fart jokes and stuff. And And it just insults my intelligence.
Well, she does apologize for that on a regular basis, too.
Yeah, I know, but she keeps doing it.
Right. Well, Mike, thank you. I'm going to jot this down. I would ask people not to pledge.
I'll email you something.
Yeah, if you could, that'll help me, as I analyze it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And thank you for your comments. I really appreciate your support of this show.
Yeah, all right. And maybe if you could hang on for another week, give us time to pull it together. All right.
I'll do everything I can. I promise
Thanks.
That. Thank you, Mike. More of your calls in just a moment, 48 minutes after the hour. Again, my mailing address for people who don't have Internet access, Box 100, Mill Valley, California, 94942. And, of course, my email is peter@peterbcollins.com.
Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.
And the Peter B. Collins Show rocks on in our final days this week. Here is Ed in Santa Cruz. Hi, Ed. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, Peter. It's been a long time, but I want to keep you on the air.
Well, voice recognition software kicked in here, Councilman. And Ed Porter is one of the first people who discovered us when we launched KRXA back in the summer of 2005.
You used to call us early adopters.
That's right.
And anyway, hey, I got termed out, buddy.
You did?
Not on December 9th. I'm an emeritus guy.
Oh, wow. So how many terms was that?
That was 2 4-year terms.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, I was glad to do it. It was a lot of fun, and I'll do something. I'm still doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll keep on doing stuff. But, I thinking about this number, 5,000 or fuzzy math, 5,000 a month, Peter, you know that's not a lot of money. And if you're in, did you say you're in 9 broadcast areas, 9 stations?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say 10 so we do easy math.
Mm-hmm.
That's only $500 a month coming out from each station. So, you know, first of all, I'll make a financial commitment. I'll chip in for a couple months. I want you to take the pilot's advice from Aptos and stretch this thing out a little bit. I think you can raise some money to, you know, cover you for a couple months. And then in 2 months you can design a more long-term financing plan, and I'd be glad to help you do it.
Well, I appreciate that, and if I see that possibility, that would be enough, okay? If I have, 2 months committed and people who are willing to rally, put together a fundraising event, somebody said, hey, let's invite Tom Hartman, I'd be happy to do that. But we've got to get through this first phase, and that's where we need people to let me know if they can pledge by Tuesday morning so that I can make an assessment and see, then I, again, need to contact the stations and say, okay, I've got these commitments and I can see our way forward for X number of months. Are you game to continue? And so there's a little bit there are these variables here that I can't completely control once I made the decision last week.
Sure. But I hope you do that. I hope you'll take that seriously. I'll send this email to you so you've got this in your counter there.
All right. Eh?
And, there's plenty of people out there that will help keep your program going.
Okay.
And you just got to give them value back and let them be part of the corporation or something like that. That's how the game is played.
I'll put everybody on the board of directors.
There you
no
go.
Problem there. Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Seattle and talk to Dick. Hi, Dick.
Yeah, Peter, I'm cold calling from Seattle, and so I don't know even what's been discussed much, except for what I'm hearing now, with having, we've got a situation, an economic situation, and we're having to face the economic devastation of 10 years of Republican deregulation.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing we need now is to lose all our best progressive talk show hosts, which seems to be happening. So I'm going to suggest a subscription support program, because, you know, we're not going to be getting support from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce members.
I don't think so.
No, and that's basically your what we usually get support from in the media, and that's why, that's one reason the media is as bad as it is. So we can benefit and go beyond NPR here, and I'm going to toss in $25 for this month, but I think if we're going to be funding the program, then as an ownership base, I think we need at least 2 weeks' notice here.
All right.
To get it together. So,
well, let me say this, Dick. I'm going to do an evaluation Tuesday morning and see where things stand. And if it's promising enough, I will contact the stations and say, you know, will you allow me to withdraw the cancellation? And if I get enough critical mass there and it really seems that the support is strong enough, then I will let you know.
Okay, well, it's so important. There aren't, you know, you're in the top three, if not the top one. You're number one in my book, and I don't even get to hear you that much. So it would be a loss that I don't know if we have a replacement. So,
all right. Well, Dick, I really appreciate you reaching out, and thank you for your comments and your commitment.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Now let's talk to John in Carmel Valley, one of the stalwart contributors to this program. Hi, John.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I did not know your dire situation, so I would have pledged 20, which I will pledge now, before this. I think you're just going to have to go the pledge route, Peter. There just doesn't seem to be, unless you get George Soros or some real benefactor who's got bucks to beat the band, I don't see how, with what you've gone through. Katrina was telling me, because I asked her about the Boston thing, I thought that was your route uphill, and I noticed they weren't calling in, and I thought, well, Peter must have lost that station.
Yeah, quietly, the Boston group ran low on funds in February, and we were getting preempted by sports three or four times a week. And so, actually, the Boston was trying to figure out a plan to bring us back in April, and but we have not been on there since February.
Well, let's please, if you think about anything, it seems to me we're going to have to go the pledge route. It's just too precarious. That's bad enough. But let's face it, there are enough public stations that are making it. So I think that's the only route, and we're going to have to pay for you. That's just all there is to it.
John, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all the people who've reached out and made generous offers. And I'm going to review all this tomorrow, and I'll give you an update tomorrow on the program. Thanks to everybody for making me feel so special. I really appreciate that. This program produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill and our assistant producer, Nick Tanum.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Peter B. Collins, midnight to 3 a.m. weekdays. On demand anytime at green960.com.